This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs City Council voted 6-2 to officially reprimand one of its own. In a special meeting Tuesday, councilors said Dave Donaldson broke decorum when he recently called on colleagues to recuse themselves from a vote on a controversial development proposal. Donaldson said it was a conflict of interest for councilors to vote on the Arrows West development because they had received campaign contributions from the developers. However, the city charter says that's not an indication of a biased vote. Council also voted to remove Donaldson from boards. Colorado will get almost $41 million in federal funding to support its plans for a regional quantum tech hub. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Elevate Quantum, a consortium of organizations across Colorado and New Mexico, received CHIPS and Science grant funding to create a regional tech hub focused on quantum information technology. Colorado lawmakers applauded the announcement, which also unlocks about $74 million in quantum business tax credits offered by the state. Senator John Hickenlooper says the tech hub could lead Colorado to become the Silicon Valley of the quantum era. Colorado and Elevate Quantum were one of 12 designated tech hubs to share in $500 million in federal grant funding. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's only natural beach is drying up for the season. Medano Creek in Great Sand Dunes National Park typically retreats this time each year. Once the creek runs dry, mosquitoes move in. Park Ranger Patrick Meyer says it's a short but intense period.
When the creek is drying up, it leaves these shallow, warm water areas, and that's ideal breeding ground for mosquitoes.
Visitors can take a road to the Castle Creek picnic area. It's only accessible by high-clearance four-wheel drive vehicles or on foot. There, the creek runs consistently through the summer. Denver and Colorado Springs in the mid-80s this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.